its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Dr. Kirk Heinze is host of the regular feature Greening of the Great Lakes on WKAR's MSU Today program. Some of those conversations make their way to current state. And in a recent Greening of the Great Lakes segment, Heinze spoke with Terry Terry, co-founder and president of the Michigan Institute for Contemporary Art and organizer of the new Grand American Fish Rodeo. The Lansing event takes place beginning today through Saturday at Adado Riverfront Park. The Grand American Fish Rodeo blends music, storytelling, food, and drink with boating, fishing, and other outdoor activities. The three-day celebration highlights the best of Michigan outdoor culture and nature on the banks of the Grand River in downtown Lansing. Terry Terry began the conversation with the origins of the Fish Rodeo.
Well, I was talking with, I was asked by the former, now retired, executive director of the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau about, you know, what can we do, did I have any ideas, what can we do to put, Lansing and Michigan really on the map in a national way? And we did a lot of brainstorming, and I told them an idea I had in the early days of what we were doing in Old Town, which was we did our first events before Jazz and Blues Fest. It was a snake rodeo, where we had all the artists have an image of the snake in their submissions, and we had, you know, music on the street. And since we're on the Grand River, and we have a fish ladder, I had this idea of doing a fish rodeo, and of course everybody laughed at me. And now 20 years later or so, well, anyways, I described the idea to Lee, and he said, hey, why don't we see if the CVB would support that? And they have. They've helped underwrite the start of this. We have a three-year plan to build it. And this will be our first year testing the waters, getting our feet wet, and how to do a crazy event on the Great Grand River in downtown Lansing.
Well, Terry, what's really compelling for me, this blending of the arts, of folk culture, natural resources, environmental stewardship, it kind of brings a lot of things together that maybe people don't commonly associate.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, our goal is to have a unique experience for people that are into boating and fishing, and country music, and other things, and to come together along our great river. I mean, one of the unused and untapped resources in Lansing in particular is the river, and we think this can help, you know, bring about some education and participation and development and proper stewardship of the river and so forth.
Well, again, it's the inaugural Grand American Fish Rodeo coming right up in Lansing, June 12th through 14th. Terry, let's talk about some of the things. What would you like to highlight? I mean, there's so many things going on, but I noticed, like, for example, there's a writing contest, which appeals to the old English major in me.
Right. We're giving, you know, everything is themed around fishing and boating, and we're giving, there's a writing contest. Everything's on the website. It's thegrandamericanfishrodeo.com, and you can sign up now. We encourage people to continue doing that for these competitions. But one of them is a writing contest. And I'll be honest, I don't remember what that prize amount is right now, but everything's got a prize. We're approaching $10,000 in prizes for all the event competitions that we're doing. We also have a fishing tournament. The U.S. Fisheries and Wildlife is helping organize that. A rubber fish derby, a boat parade, canoe and kayak races, a fashion show where people have to submit clothing or, you know, fashion clothing that have like a 20% fishing net in it, a bucking bass, a watering hole, the beverage tent. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the fishing metaphors are abound here. We're going to be talking next with Tammy Pattison, whom you know from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. But when you went to these different agencies with this idea, probably new for them as well, but what was the reaction when you talked to the DNR, the DEQ, the fish and wildlife people?
Well, two things. First, everybody laughed at me. Everybody laughed, which is good. They go, you know, fish rodeo, what's that? And we said, well, look, Texas has, you know, are known for cowboys and rodeos. Michigan, we have these great, you know, we have rivers, lakes, streams, fish. And yet San Antonio, Texas has a great, you know, area where they've got, you know, a $1 billion industry along this really little canals, and we've got a great river. So they liked it. In fact, they had influence on the name because we first started out calling it the Great Lakes and then the Great American, and they said, you should call it the Grand American Fish Rodeo. It has a better ring to it, and you're on the Grand River. So now we're also saying to everybody, have a grand day, instead of have a good day or whatever, have a grand day when we leave. They've been really supportive. It's phenomenal, the resources that people are bringing to the table to make this happen.
My guest is Terry. He's the co-founder and president of the Michigan Institute for Contemporary Art. And the Michigan Institute for Contemporary Art is putting on the Grand American Fish Rodeo in Lansing, June 12 through 14. Terry, you mentioned San Antonio and that wonderful river walk. And, you know, as soon as you mentioned that, I caught, you know, I could envision the analogy or the comparison between this event and what goes on along that river walk with the arts and the music, et cetera. So that may have helped inspire this idea.
Could have. I've been there several times, so yeah. And, yeah, we're excited. You know, it's our inaugural event. We want to be a little quirky, a little whimsical. You know, we've got the prize dimension. We got the great, you know, we want a lot of people on the river. We have boats and boat rides, people to really experience the river. And we've got great musical entertainment at night.
Well, we're certainly encouraging all of our listeners to get down there. But, Terry, are there any fees or charges? Is it free? How does it work?
I'll say mostly free. The beverage tent has a $5 entry, and then the bands in the evening are $10 to hear the evening performances. But everything else is free, the education, so forth. There may be some of the boating people may charge a few dollars for some of the boat rides, but everything's pretty heavily, you know, discounted in that regard. We'll have good food there, lots to drink. Westside Beer is a sponsor. Trips Automotive is our presenting sponsor for the whole event. We've got great community support, and our goal is, you know, another time we'll talk about our ideas for next year, but we have some really crazy ones that we think will really get us major national attention, but that will come next.
Well, as much fun as this event is going to be over the 3 days, and you've alluded to this several times, I mean, this is a major educational event for families and young people, not only about our great heritage, as you mentioned, but also about sustainability and environment and how to do things the right way going forward. One thing I noticed, too, and I had to ask you this, the Red Cross is going to have a disaster relief ambulance on display. That's sort of an interesting exhibit.
Yeah, well, the Red Cross, you know, does a lot for our community, so much, and I'm really thankful that they're going to be there to show people what they do and educate, you know, people about what the Red Cross does, and so we'll have that available to us as well. I'm excited. I mean, there's so much going on with this. I don't even know everything. You know, people are bringing a lot to the table, and I think, you know, I want so many people to come to this and really experience it and then help us figure out really how to grow it and make it a premier event.
Well, again, with all these wonderful sponsors, I mean, there are too many to mention, and all the program partners, I mean, it's impressive for first time out of the gate. Again, it's the 2014 Grand American Fish Rodeo, June 12th through 14th at Edado Riverfront Park in Lansing. Terry, we got about 30 seconds here, but give our listeners a shout-out, a pitch for why they need to come.
If you want to experience a unique event, if you like boating, if you like fishing, if you like country music, if you like to eat, if you like to drink, we've got it all. We've got a unique mix of people and experiences that nothing like it. Nothing like it. It'll be your most unique summer experience.